Let's move around.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas, baby.
Of our state. Get you
Texas is my
up to date
hometown.
With some of those Texas topics. First of all, it is 4th of July week. Otherwise known as Armageddon for dogs. Bless you guys. They've already started in my neighborhood in South Fort Worth, North Crowley area. But when it comes to it, the city of Fort Worth issued out a warning saying that don't do fireworks in the city limits. Even sparklers and pop snaps cannot be set off in the Fort Worth city limits, according to the city code. And they say that it could be a fine up to $200. They also implore you, and I'm sure this echoes all of the other Hank hometowns and their management, do not call 911 to report that fireworks are going off in your neighborhood. They have a fireworks hotline.
I would like to speak to your supervisor now, please.
Yeah. Or you can go to the, in Fort Worth, MyFW app. The firework report page is also there on the Fort Worth website. It was a bit of unintended fireworks going. Man, it was there Friday. Hewlin Mall evacuated Friday night after a fire broke out on the roof. You may have seen the video on this. One person was transported to a hospital. They have not released the condition or if the person was released or even what the nature of needing to go to the hospital was. But they are still trying to figure out exactly. It did reopen Hewlin Mall yesterday, minus that section of it that was not too far from the Build-A-Bear. But they say that it was work roof related. So they had been doing some work on the roof earlier that day, and they think that that may have sparked the fire. But, man, 3-alarm fire, and they got to it pretty quick. So hats off to you, Fort Worth Fire Department, on that. That could have been a scary incident. This could have, too. This ain't country, and this wasn't a good idea. Saturday, and she played again yesterday. Evidently, there was no incident, and I don't know if they used the car yesterday. But Beyonce was playing in her hometown of Houston, and people came from, this was a tough ticket to get in Texas. So she's up there, and part of the concert, she goes up in the rafters, and it's held by guy wires, and it's a convertible car. It's like a pink Cadillac or something like that. It's not an actual car. It's a prop, but it's meant to look like a convertible. And she's up there in all her Beyonce glory, American flag there. And usually the car, which is not flying but held up by cables, just hangs above the crowd and slowly moves around. But about a minute into the song, the wiring slowed down, and you could tell it was starting to tilt inward and ultimately stopped at about a 45-degree angle. Beyonce kept her cool, kept singing for most of it, and then finally said, stop, 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 stop. And then they just sat there for about a minute or two. They did lower her down safely. She got back down. She said, quote, if I fall, I know y'all would catch me. I wouldn't try that. But roads, talk about flying through the air. DoorDash has now told the mid-cities and all the way into Dallas territory, Frisco, Little Elm area, Flytrex, a new drone delivery company, announced it's partnering with DoorDash. This press release came out on Thursday that you can place orders directly through the DoorDash app. And the drone, as long as your item is not over 6.6 pounds, it will fly it directly to you. So instead of some rando dipping into your fries, some bird's gonna take a few fries. They could use that Beyonce car now that we think about it. And speaking of cars, this actually supposedly did what it was supposed to. Elon celebrated his 54th birthday with a Tesla accomplishment. It is the first ever time somebody orders a Tesla, in this case, a Tesla Model Y SUV, straight from the Gigafactory, and the Tesla drove itself out of the factory and straight to a customer's apartment building located in Austin. This happened on Friday afternoon. Elon had his little birthday on Saturday, traveled about 30 minutes did take the interstate. The engineer said it went about 72 miles an hour. So it broke the speed limit. But it got there. No word yet, though, if these, and if, and this is what the model Elon says he wants to do. When people order it, the cars load up and then immediately come to you so that they have extra mileage when they arrive. I wonder if it drives itself back for the recalls. Bringing him back. Dallas Stars announced their new head coach, and it's an old one. He last coached the team, Glenn Gullitson, 12 years ago, did it for two seasons and then was unceremoniously dismissed. Well, Dallas Stars are bringing him back in a loaded roster this time as opposed to the last time. And bringing this back, Governor Greg Abbott posted over the weekend saying he signed a law authorizing Texans to, quote, use gold and silver as legal tender in day-to-day financial transactions. He says it fulfills the promise of Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. So feel free now from here on out to make all transactions, not with crypto or Bitcoin, but or not even actual coin. Use gold and silver. So next time you're hitching the wagon, hun, and going into town, bring your shillings with you. This would be fantastic if they have the, where they, because now they're getting rid of the penny. They're like the convenience stores, the take a gold brick, leave a gold brick thing. You got change for a gold brick behind there?
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.